The following is intended for general information purposes only. No portion of the show serves as the receipt of or substitute for personalized investment advice from Wealth Quarterback LLC or any other investment professional. Nothing should be construed as specific investing, legal, or tax advice. All investing involves the risk of loss. Please see additional disclosure at the end of this presentation. A copy of Wealth Quarterback LLC's current written disclosure brochure discussing our fees and services is available upon request or at www.jalinsky.org. Hi, everybody. This is Josh Jalinsky, the financial quarterback. Today on the show, we tackle the silent destroyers of your wealth, wealth eroding factors, WEFs. We'll strategize on how to sidestep these pitfalls and discuss why every great quarterback needs a stellar team around them. And in Extra Points, I answer a listener's question about safeguarding money amidst banking system fears, unpacking smart financial defensive strategies with your money. This is the Financial Quarterback Podcast. Hi, everybody. This is Josh Jalinsky, the financial quarterback. We're talking today about wealth eroding factors. What are the things lurking behind the scene that you are not aware of that could destroy your financial life and cause financial ruin? You might say, depressing episode. I'm also going to give you some positivity. I'm going to give you some solutions with a concept called macro money management. Macro management versus micromanagement. On this edition of the Financial Quarterback. So if we were to be in a war, you know, back in the day, Napoleon, you know, you're playing Risk with your friends, you gotta know the enemy. The enemy of your wealth is maybe not what you think. It could be wealth eroding factors, and these are the definition would be elements working against your financial world. They are ever-present elements working against you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And I will liken it with a fruit. What does fruit have to do with money? Think about a nice, juicy orange. You ever get the nice, juiciest orange? Maybe your aunt lived in California or Florida, and they would send you those big old boxes of oranges. Or maybe you like to go to the grocery store, pick a nice, fresh, you know the orange I'm talking about. Not the bitter orange, not the bland, but the one that just makes you salivate, the sweetness, the wholesomeness. You feel the health when you bite into a nice, juicy orange. So picture a box of oranges coming right from your Annie Lane, from Florida, Florida oranges, or California oranges, Valencia oranges, whatever you like. Could be those Honey Bells. I had a client one time, got me those Honey Bells. They're all juicy.
Good.
But the idea is you get a package of oranges. And let's say you leave it in the office because you forget to bring it home because you're so excited you got this big box of oranges from your favorite client or your Annie Lane or whoever it is. What is going to happen to those oranges if you set them out and then you leave them on the table for 4 weeks? The oranges will be what, Josh?
Spoiled.
Spoiled. They'll be gray. They'll develop some mold. They develop mold probably after about a week. They'll be gross, shriveled, disgusting. That is more like money than numbers. And this is why I see another episode, a way this episode could be titled is how your accountant or financial engineer husband is screwing you. And this is why women and men, you know, you and your honey need to be in on the money decisions. There are complementary personality types in a couple pair, typically. There is the micromanager and the macromanager. I'm going to talk about my macro managing in a second, but there are people who think the world can be equated to a spreadsheet, right? But their spreadsheet doesn't account for things. And this is why some of the people that get financially ruined are some of the smartest people, because there is a variable that they forget called wealth eroders. So money is more like that orange, in that if you let money sit for too long and the elements work against it, you're going to have a shriveled up orange. And the buzz phrase for this was coined by Bob Castellone of Leap Systems. And he said, money is not math. Math is not money. It's a hard thing if you're a math major because you like math. I'm not anti-math. And if you're really that good on math and discrete math and calculus, you could probably come up with some formula that equates all these wealth eroders. We have software that does actually do that. But my point is, your spreadsheet might have inflation. That's one wealth eroding factor. It might have taxation. But does it have future tax rates being jacked up? Does it have market fluctuations and the randomness? Meaning, too many people will give a static 7% rate of return in their financial projections, and that is wrong. You need to account for variability in returns. The person who retires in 2000, and then the market had three bad years in a row, is going to do way worse than the person who retired in 1990, because the 90s had all these good years. That's something called sequence of returns risk, which we'll talk about in a later show. But the point is, the three biggest factors are inflation, taxation, and market fluctuation. What about legal changes? A couple years ago, Congress and the president changed the IRA forever. Did you hear about this, Josh? It was called the Secure Act. And what it did, Secure Act 1.0 and 2.0, was it changed the face of retirement planning forever. It's a law change. We had no control. You plan your whole life for this IRA or 401k as a legacy vehicle for your kids. Now you cannot leave it as a legacy. If you leave your IRA or 401k to your kids, they have to spend that money down within 10 years, pay the tax on it. And it was done because Mitt Romney had a big fat IRA. And President Obama published in 2012 a green book. And green book, you should actually read the green books every year, because it shows you what the bureaucrats want to tax that they're not really taxing yet. And so President Obama's IRS team in 2012 identified, hey, we're losing a lot of revenue from the stretch IRA. I did a show in 2012 on this very issue. It did not come to fruition until like 2020, 2019. But if you planned for leaving your money in the IRA to your kids, you got to revise your plan. What about lawsuits? Do you have a plan for lawsuits? Technological changes. Instead of having a cell phone, you now have a home phone and a cell phone. You never get rid of the old technology, it seems. Unexpected life events, disability. Mom and dad have to move in, whatever it might be. Loved one has cancer. Fees and consumer financing. Meaning fees are a big part. Now, if you get a car, it's like an 8% loan. Mortgage, 8% loan. How you can afford that? That's a wealth eroder. And on unexpected life events, I don't know why more people don't incorporate that into financial planning. Like, we have modules where you could literally say, what if I got disabled? What if I died? What if I have Parkinson's? What if I have dementia the last 10 years of life? Not that these are pleasant things to think about, but you want to build contingency plans, or else who the heck's your financial planner? That you're just hoping. You'll be a dope if your financial plan is based on hope. You want it to be based on these eroding factors. So too many times financial planning, and this is why I didn't go into this business initially until I met people who thought holistically in the world of finance, like holistic medicine, holistic financial medicine. I thought it was all BS financial planning, because it was all like numbers and number crunching that never came true for people. And then someone told me, you know, it never came true because their formulas did not account for wealth eroders. And then I had this big aha moment. It's not merely about what you make. It's not about the points on the scoreboard in the middle of the game. It's about the points at the end of the game. When the clock strikes zero, the buzzer goes off. Are you going to win the game or are you going to lose it? Are you going to get sacked because you weren't really good at planning? You didn't think about disability insurance. My clients, they think through everything with us, or we want them to. So unexpected life events is big. Next wealth eroder, increased standard of living, or as economists say, the propensity to consume. We just live up to our means. It's tough to live below your means. But Josh, I make 50 grand a year. How am I going to live below my mean? Well, my advice, if you're making 50 grand a year, is try to save 15 grand a year. Might be difficult. I get it. I was there. Do the old envelope method. Eat pork and beans and rice. You know, do the hard thing if you want to have the better life down the line. Planned obsolescence, wear and tear on things. Fridge breaks, air conditioning goes, and styles change, right? I remember my wife was the first to say, oh, beige is ugly, let's go to gray. Now gray is being overdone. You know, and now white on white was the thing, and then that'll be overdone. You know, styles change, tastes change. So one thing you could do to save money is just be like your grandmother who had the same shag rug carpet for 40 years. Eventually, things will come back in style. Like I see kids, they're wearing clothes from the 90s and 80s. Well, why? The parents now were brought up in the 80s and 90s? Buy classic clothing. You know, too many people are just into the latest fad. Shop at Goodwill. Get those jeans from the 90s. Hey, this is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. We'll be back after these messages. The 10% Happier podcast is one guiding philosophy. Happiness is a skill you can learn, so why not master it? Hosted by Dan Harris, a journalist who had a panic attack on national television, and then set out on a journey of transformation. He's now on a quest to help others achieve peace and happiness. I sound a little bit like him. Every week, Dan talks to top scientists, meditation teachers, and even the odd celebrity in wide-ranging topics like productivity, anxiety, enlightenment, psychedelics, and relationships. The interviews cover everyone from Brené Brown to Alexander Draymond to Sam Harris. Think of listening to 10% Happier as a workout for your mind. Find 10% Happier wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tune in to the financial quarterback, Josh Jelinski of the Jelinski Advisory Group, and learn how to protect your financial future during these turbulent times. Looking to lower your taxes or need help securing your financial future? Then Josh and his team are the people for you. They're experts in financial economics with one mission in mind, to protect you and your investments. From their 27-point checklist to their one-of-a-kind financial quarterback approach, they help you achieve financial health and guide you through the hard times of high inflation, looming recessions, and stock market meltdown. For financial security, call them now, 888-988-5674, and get your free copy of Josh's book, The Retirement Reality Check.
So wealth eroding factors are ever present. And the real issue, the solution to wealth eroding factors is twofold. It's an econometric process and it's a macro management philosophy. The solution to building wealth successfully is not from a financial product, a rate of return, a single strategy, or even a financial plan. It is a complete economic process that requires having three elements. a game board, a rule book, and a macro manager. So the problem is the wealth eroders. You can't really control them, but you can control by having an econometric process that takes into those things for account, having a game board, a rule book, and a macro manager. First off, let's talk about the game board. In the game of personal finance, you need a game board. Most people come to a successful people. If you're not successful, start with this, with our econometric model. But some people who acquire things, it's sort of like you acquire chess pieces. You have a rook. You know what I'm talking about? Rooks, kings, knights, queens, pawns. They come to us with their pile of stuff. Come with bags of paper. Some people, they look like bag ladies or bag men, but they're all their papers, all their stock certificates. That's your pieces on the board, but you need a board to evaluate what's important and show a hierarchy of needs, because we can only really consume so much knowledge. So the game board that we give our clients helps them prioritize the steps without going crazy. Our model is designed to help you see how products work, how to coordinate financial products. That's a big one, coordination. Measure performance, compare financial decisions, and eliminate financial errors and omissions. So how are you measuring your performance? How are you eliminating the errors and potential for omissions? And how are you comparing those decisions? You need a game board, but you also need a rule book. Just like when you play football, there are rules. And the rule book will help you to coordinate and integrate all of your financial assets to help you optimize your results. Our rule book will help you navigate your own personal finance game to learn more effective money strategies, better protection strategies, build wealth more efficiently, increase retirement income, and maximize your legacy. You know, think of it this way. Who says I'm going to end up in a nursing home when I'm 3 years before dying? Nobody. Why? Because people don't plan that far out. I do. You know, if I'm drooling at a bib, I want to be in my house. I want to have a bed. I want to have a ramp. I want to be able to wave to my kids from my house. I don't want to go in a facility. But, and I have the insurance to pay for that. So do you do trust to pay for that? Do you do long-term care insurance? Do you life insurance? That's the importance of having a game board to show you where you're lacking in. But then the macro manager concept is really the hallmark of what we do. Hallmark of, even if you don't have us as your financial advisor, you need a macro manager. Think about a conductor of a symphony. You need a conductor. You're the owner of the symphony. You need a conductor. You're the owner of the football team. We're your financial quarterback. Imagine gifted musicians, some not showing up and bringing their instruments. Each seated randomly on stage, each with a different sheet of music, but no one to conduct them. Having a financial macro manager helps you better conduct your financial symphony and avoid having a financial cacophony, increasing your chances of financial success. You know, I have asked clients or prospective clients this question for years, and you should ask yourself this question. Most of our financial consultants offer advice independent of one another. But when was the last time your advisors met around the table and said, what's best for you? When was the last time your tax advisor met with your financial advisor, or your wills and trusts attorney, or your legal advisor? And the answer is shockingly, usually never. And that's what we do with our process. We have a macro manager process where you could get your tax advisor, your business partner, your spouse, your auto home agent, your money manager, your legal team, your life and health agent, your banker, your real estate agent, round the table and say, what's best for me? What's best for my wife? What's best for my kids? Usually you go to the financial planner for your funds, your 401k, your legal advisor, draft your will, your accountant to do your taxes, but there is no synergy. But how might their recommendations improve your results if they work together? And I get it. It's awkward. I just did a meeting with an attorney the other day of a client. It was kind of awkward. We were both sticking out our chests, breathing deeply. You know, I get it. There's these turf wars. The accountant wants to be your go-to person. The attorney wants to be your go-to person. Your financial advisor wants to be the go-to person. But the key is to have a macro manager who says, let's put our egos aside and let's cobble together a strategy that's the best thing that she wants, that the best thing that he wants. We did that after a little bit of sparring, professional sparring. And you got to be okay with that. That might be a part of this process. And you know what you'll also learn through this process? I've learned, and other clients have learned, who their real friends are, who their real advisors. And a lot of people, a lot of you listen, they have an advisor because, oh, I go to church with that guy. Or, oh, I go to shul with that advisor. And you don't really know them. And you might know them personally, but not professionally. And sometimes you don't really want to go. You don't want to pick an advisor you know that well, because what if you fire them? Then there's going to be this rift. So you got to be careful there. The family member or somebody with a similar affinity. You know, Madoff, they said he preyed on people who had a similar affinity. You know, that's sad that he preyed on people's affinities. So you want to watch for affinity scams. Now, you might like your advisor. You might have similar affinities. There's nothing wrong with having a similar value set. But you want to make sure it's like Gorbachev. Reagan said to Gorbachev, trust but verify. Very critical thing with your financial wealth. Welcome back to Extra Points, where we tackle your financial questions, dive into current money matters, or explore what's buzzing in the financial world, all based on what you, our listeners, are curious about. Josh, what do we have today?
All right, we have a caller on. Caller, go ahead.
I watched the market quite a bit, and I see a lot of people are saying, if you have any of your money in 110 of these banks, get out of, take your cash out right away. Is this really going to be a true thing? It's going to happen?
No, I mean, a lot of this is fear-mongering. So you buy some internet newsletter. Now, do I believe in diversification? You know, diversifying banks, looking at the financial integrity of your bank? Yeah, I mean, you want to look at the credit quality of the bank, credit quality of the insurance company you might have your money in. You may want to have some money in precious metals. It's about diversification, not fear-mongering, though. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does. It makes a lot of sense.
I mean, I've heard all those. Are you ready for a bail-in? You know, I get it. I mean, there are scary elements. I mean, I read that one guy. There's one guy I read. He scares the heck out of me every time I read him. What's his name? Casey or something? He makes some good points, but I think the points are made like, you know, there are political risks and capital controls, you know, that could come. So what do? You have some cash at the bank, some cash at your house. Some would even say, you know, you have some Bitcoin. you know. But I've heard others say that once quantum computing comes, Bitcoin could suffer. Some could have physical gold. You know, it's like, but you don't have all your money in those things, right? I mean, you might have 10 grand in this and 10 grand in that, just in case. You know what I mean? Because really, like, gold is worthless unless there was some type of capital control. Because gold sort of holds its value, but it doesn't beat to inflation. But, you know, yeah, what's the guy's name? Oh, Doug Casey, who writes for the International Man Communique. You know, it's all that type of stuff. Do I think it's valid? Could be. Should you be prepared? Yes, it's part of the diversification. But don't freak out. Right, Art? Hey there, listeners. Are you up against a financial obstacle or have a burning money question? Here's your shot to not get sacked. Get your questions answered live on the Financial Quarterback Podcast. Just dial 888-988-JOSH and leave us a message with your question. Or write us an email at info@financialquarterback.us. I might just answer your question live on the air. That's 888-988-5674, 888-988-JOSH. Or email us info@financialquarterback.us. Leave us a message and let me help create your game-winning financial plan.
The previous presentation by Wealth Quarterback LLC, WQL, was intended for general information purposes only. No portion of the presentation serves as the receipt of or as a substitute for personalized investment advice from WQL or any other investment professional of your choosing. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and it should not be assumed that the future performance of any specific investment or investment strategy or any non-investment related or planning services, discussion, or content will be profitable, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. WQL is neither a law firm nor accounting firm, and no portion of its services should be construed as legal or accounting advice. No portion of the video content should be construed by a client or prospective client as a guarantee that he or she will experience a certain level of results if WQL is engaged or continues to be engaged to provide investment advisory services. A copy of WQL's current written disclosure brochure discussing our advisory services and fees is available upon request or at www.jalinski.org.